1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday and meet with President Biden at the White House.
With Democrats still in control of Congress, lawmakers are set to vote on a year-end spending package that includes $45 billion in emergency assistance.
It fulfills the promise Democrats made to defend democracy at home and abroad.
On Tuesday, Zelensky visited the front line in eastern Ukraine, where explosions could be heard in the distance as he thanked troops. They gave him a Ukrainian flag, and Zelensky suggested that he would give it to Congress and President Biden. Deborah Alferone, CBS News, Washington.
A House committee has approved the release of 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. Some parts, however, will not be made public.
Staff is authorized to make technical corrections to the report and to redact sensitive, personal, identifiable information such as social security numbers, street addresses, personal identification numbers, and banking information.
A massive winter storm will reach from the plains and Midwest to the East Coast later this week, causing chaos. WCCO-TV reporter David Schumann is at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport.
American, Delta, Southwest, United, and Sun Country are among the airlines waiving change fees because of this storm. Despite the weather warnings in place, MSP is still treating this week as peak travel time.
We'll have extra staff on hand in our lobbies, at our checkpoints, at the check-in counters, waiting for what should be a very busy couple days.
With more than 30,000 passengers expected at the airport on Thursday and Friday, the airport says you may want to be patient.
Twitter owner Elon Musk says he'll step down as CEO as soon as he finds someone who's, in his words, foolish enough to take the job. Reaction to that from CNET editor-at-large Ian Shore.
There are increasing concerns on Wall Street about his electric car company, Tesla, and whether splitting his time with Tesla and the rocket company SpaceX and Twitter is too much, and it's leading to meaningful problems.
A former Fort Worth, Texas police officer has been sentenced to almost 12 years in prison for shooting and killing a black woman in her home in 2019. Members of her family spoke after the sentencing.
A Tatiana Jefferson was a bright, vibrant light.
Britain's aviation regulator has now given the okay to Virgin Orbit for the first ever satellite launch from British soil. The country's transport minister said that decision brings the country, quote, one step closer to opening the UK's galactic gateway. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Guys, 2022's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today, and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to Pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 9 below. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 6 below.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. And our buddy Nate is back in the studio after a few days out with the flu. It's going around. And wild weather coming across the country this week, too. So it's going to be a difficult one. We've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot in the news, and I think a lot worthy of covering. And, of course, anything you want to talk about on Anything Goes Holidays here. But I want to get into the dirty game that Republicans are playing with desperate people's lives. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, how the news dies. A great charity that I've donated to, and you should too, helping the children of Ukraine. Dr. Erwin Redlener is going to be on our program about the work that they're doing. We will be, if we haven't already, Louise is going to do this, make sure that we both tweet and Facebook his charity, if you want to track that down, by the way. But we'll be talking to him at the top of the second hour, 1 hour from right now. Also, news you need to know about, the omnibus spending bill, the Russia-China joint drills, the January 6th probe, oh my. And our third hour of our program today, for the entire hour, the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, used to be Congressman Mark Pocan and Pramila Jayapal, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, now it's just Jayapal. And Congressman Pocan is still, in the leadership of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and will be with us for the entire third hour of our program today. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm guessing you are, too. So, and as always, calls into members of Congress don't count against your one call a week quota. So a lot to talk about today. I want to start off, though, with my rant from HartmanReport.com. It's titled, The Dirty Game Republicans Are Playing with Desperate People's Lives. And, yesterday I spent several hours with the Neva machine. It's the latest. I love this internet search machine. I started with Google, and then I went to DuckDuckGo because, they don't sell your information like Google does. And but then DuckDuckGo started throwing all kinds of right-wing stuff at me because the right-wingers were complaining that their stuff wasn't rising to the top of the DuckDuckGo searches. So then I found this website called Neva, NEEVA.com, that where you can customize your search. When all these right-wing sites come up, I can just say, I don't want to see these anymore. And so I can get cleaner searches, from real news sources rather than everything coming up as Breitbart, as is what so often happens, with some of the other search engines. So anyway, I spent a couple of hours with Neva yesterday looking for Democratic and Republican members of Congress who use the phrase open borders. And looking at what years were there real, actual surges of people at our southern border. And what I discovered was pretty astonishing. Every year that a Democratic president is in the White House, the midterm election. So you know, like Obama was in the White House for 8 years, right? So you've got he was elected in 2008. So in the 2010 election, that's the midterm. Suddenly, in the months leading up to the 2010 election, there's a surge at the border. Then it goes down through to 2011. And then in 2012, when he's up for re-election, there's another surge of immigrants at the border and refugees at the border. And then it goes down in 2013, down in 2014. Obama's his second midterm, another surge at the border. And then 2016, Trump is running for president. You know, there was a caravan that Fox News made a big deal out of, but that was it. Actually, the numbers on the border were really, really low that year, 2016. And they were relatively low throughout Trump's presidency. And then Biden comes in and suddenly his first midterm, he's been president for 2 years now, first midterm, another surge at the border. It's happening right now. It's all over the news. I took this all the way back to 1998. I could find this every time a Democratic president is in office during the midterm elections or when that Democratic president is up for re-election. There's a huge surge of refugees at the border. And there's a huge explosion of coverage of it in the news. And they're always blaming the Republican in the White House, or the Democrat in the White House. The Republicans are always blaming that person. So then the question was, why? Why does this happen? Why is it that every 2 years, only when there's a Democrat in the White House, there's a huge surge of refugees and immigrants on our southern border? And what I found was, surprise, surprise, every 2 years, Republicans all across the country start using this phrase, open borders, criticizing Democrats, the Democratic president, for having an open border. Now, March of last year, the Washington Examiner, this free right-wing newspaper in Washington, D.C., went on a search for Democrats who were proclaiming that the border was open. They found nothing. Not one. They couldn't find one single Democrat referring to the border as, quote, open. Not one. They did find that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema both called the situation on our southern border a crisis, as well as a Democratic congresswoman from Michigan and a single Democratic mayor in Texas, who both referred to it as a crisis. But they couldn't find a single Democrat who said that our border was open. But just in the last 4 months, right, leading up to this last election that we had last month, this was just the stuff that was laying around on the ground. If you just plug into your search engine, senator, congressman, congresswoman, and in quotes, open border, here's what I found. Ted Cruz wants everybody south of our border to know that, quote, Biden open border policy is a craven decision, political decision. Rick Scott wants everybody to know that, quote, Americans don't want Biden's open borders. Marco Rubio says there's, quote, nothing compassionate about Biden's open border policies. Rand Paul is so crazy, he tells us, Marco Rubio is the one for an open border. Josh Hawley says, Biden's open border policy has created a moral crisis. Tom Cotton insists the border is wide open. Ron Johnson wants the world to know that, quote, our national security is at risk because Democrats have opened the border. Marjorie Taylor Greene, quote, blasts open border hypocrites. Mo Brooks, quote, opposes socialist Democrats' open border policies for helping kill Americans. Lauren Boebert says the, quote, root cause of our open border crisis is the White House. Matt Gaetz, quote, revealed a complex and deceitful agenda by Joe Biden's Democrat administration to evade our southern border law enforcement. Gymnasium Jordan says Biden's deliberate support of illegal immigration could lead to impeachment. Kevin McCarthy says the Biden administration, quote, has utterly failed to secure our open border. Elise Stefanik proclaims, quote, Biden's open border policies have been a complete disaster. Tom Cole's website features, quote, Biden's open border America. John Rose calls out, quote, Biden's open border policies. Paul Gosar claims Biden is, quote, destroying America with his open border policies. Roger Williams complains about Democrats' open border problem. Tom Cole wants the world to know that Biden's, quote, open border policies have given the green light to migrants and bad actors from around the world. And Gus Bilirakis, quote, denounces dangerous open border policies on the House floor. The list goes on. Democrats, on the other hand, only want people. Now, what's going on here? Republicans are saying the border is open. And they're saying it publicly. They're saying in front of every microphone they can get. They're broadcasting it around the world. And guess what? An awful lot of those Republican messages are making their way to social media, to Facebook and Twitter, and they're showing up on the phones of people living in Venezuela, in Nicaragua, in Costa Rica, in Honduras, and in Mexico. And those people are going, oh, look at this. A member of the United States Senate, a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, says the border's open. Hey, let's go. Finally, our news media is starting to wake the hell up to this Republican strategy to damage Democratic presidents. Martha Raddatz of ABC News had Greg Abbott, another guy who's claiming that Biden's opened the border, the governor of Texas, had Greg Abbott on her program, and she nailed him. Here it is.
You talk about the border wall, you talk about open borders. I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But people I have heard say it are you, our former President Trump, or Ron DeSantis. That message reverberates in Mexico and beyond. So they do get the message that it is an open border, and smugglers use all those kinds of statements.
And smugglers use those statements too, right? To encourage people to leave their homes. I mean, this is like awful that Republicans are encouraging people to literally make, you know, 1,000-mile on foot treks where substantial numbers of these people get murdered, their family members get murdered, their children get stolen, their wives and daughters get raped, that were they themselves, if they're female. I think I would love to see a reporter simply ask one of these degenerate political SOB Republicans, quote, what would it take for you to leave your home with all your possessions in one small bag and travel 1,000 miles on foot, risking rape, robbery, kidnapping, torture, and the murder of yourself and your family members? What would it take? Because I don't think Republicans I don't think they even think about these people whose lives they are putting in danger. These people who are dying, who are, you know, literally being robbed, raped, murdered, tortured in some cases for fun by like gangs and stuff as they pass through Mexico. Because Republicans said, hey, the door is open. And then when they get to the border, they discover, hey, the door is not open. I think this is outrageous, and I am hopeful that by publishing this piece today at HartmanReport.com, and I hope you will share it with as many people as you can, I am hopeful that I can get the American media, just like I've been working for years to try to get them to call out the two Santa Clauses scam, to call out this scam, this new Republican, not new, I mean it goes back to 1998, this Republican scam using desperate people as political props.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I mean, this whole game is beyond despicable. We'll be right back, 17 minutes past the hour.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment at our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is the hidden history of the war on voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is the hidden history of monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see the hidden history of oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs Blue and Chewy go nuts and bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54%. I can get you 54% off on Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. They offer a 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text THOM to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom, THOM to 511-511. Okay, other things in the news right now. This is actually this is a fascinating story here about how the news dies. This down in Alabama, Alabama Power and Florida Power and Light, two big power companies in Alabama and Florida, hired a political consulting firm, and this political consulting firm then essentially bribed six newspapers in Alabama and Florida to give fluff coverage to these utilities. David Folkenflik from NPR and Mario Azia and Miranda Green of Floodlight found that the power companies had hired this company called Matrix LLC and that paid these six sites, according to this report, Yellowhammer News, Alabama Political Reporter, Alabama Today, The Capitalist, Florida Politics, and Sunshine State News, almost $1 million between 2013 and 2020. According to the report, quote, Matrix sought to encourage much coverage was secretly driven to ensure much coverage was secretly driven by the priorities of its clients. Payments flowed as the utilities in Florida and Alabama fought efforts to incorporate more clean energy into their electric grids, a fight they are still waging. Alabama Power has the largest coal-fired power plant in America. It produces the most carbon dioxide emissions of any single source in the United States. Alabama Power, this one power plant. And yet they received, quote, overwhelmingly positive coverage, end quote, in the three Alabama sites linked to Matrix during the seven-year period. Terry Dunn, who was a Republican, who was elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission, said he was going to protect consumers. He was going to be a good Republican. He was going to be a conservative. He was, you know, back like Eisenhower, right? So the fossil fuel industry lobbyist approached him and said, you can keep your $100,000 a year job if you, quote, remain a team player. And he said, no, I'm going to go after the power company. And guess what? All these newspapers, one 2013 headline in the right-wing Yellowhammer News claimed that Democrats embrace this guy. Another by Alabama political reporter, editor-in-chief Bill Brill, accused Dunn of, quote, using the state's utility rates for political gain. So here are these newspapers that were being paid by this PR firm on behalf of these two dirty utilities in Alabama and Florida are trash-talking the Republican member of the Utility Commission that oversees the utilities because he dares to call them out. And as of this moment, according to NPR, Alabama Power is one of the nation's most profitable utilities. Why? Well, they're burning cheap coal. You can't give coal away right now. And they're the largest single source of carbon dioxide emissions in the country. And they've got six newspapers in their bag, you know, in the bag, on their side. So the, you know, there's a piece about this over at Common Dreams. It's titled, News Sites Took Nearly $1 Million from Consultant Pushing Power Company's Agenda. If you know anybody in the news business, I mean, they're hoping that more and more newspapers will get this. This one reporter said, if you're a professional journalist, I am begging you to speak out against people and practices described in this story. A free press relies on self-regulation. Defend our effing profession. Yeah. Yeah. You think? Okay, we'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Of course, yesterday the House sent criminal referrals of Trump and his buddies to the DOJ. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the budget. I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of the break. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And there's some new developments, by the way, in the omnibus budget bill, which sounds boring, but it's not. I'll probably get to those at the top of the next hour, but stick around.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 9 below. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 6 below.
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylow airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your phone calls. And Tim in Cary, Illinois. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was just wondering to kind of get your thoughts. You know, it seems to me like the Democrats are leaving, like, a huge opportunity on the table. But, you know, the immigration debate in this country has always kind of been one of, like, a moral basis, right? But internationally, I'm not sure if you're familiar, like, Peter Zaha. But globally, we're facing this demographics collapse internationally. And, I mean, there's like a utilitarian answer to immigration. You know, Democrats should be pitching better immigration policy.
They are.
You know, not for the morality, but because we need the labor. We need right. people to be moving to this country.
Yeah, no, the demographic.
The looming.
For people who don't know what you're talking about, the demographic collapse you're talking about is as baby boomers age, there's more and more demand for services for those aging people, and there's not that many younger people coming up. Actually, there has been kind of a boom among the Zoomer generation, but I get your point. And you know, Japan is many countries actually that have over the last 30, 40 years had close to zero or below zero population growth. They're seeing the same thing. And yeah, there's a strong argument to be made for rational immigration policy. And let me get the exact date on this. But recently, the Democrats proposed legislation to do just that, to actually update our immigration policy and to fund our border. This was actually a border funding bill, and it got this one passed the House. It never got through the Senate. 227 Democratic votes, 5 Republican votes.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's a totally cynical thing. Just a minute ago, I just went in and Googled, or actually DuckDuckGo is what I'm using here at the studio. Quote, Joe Biden says the border is open, right? And what I got is a New York Post article saying that the border was open, but not quoting Biden. And then this another New York Post article, it's amazing how much, you know, Murdoch stuff comes up when you use DuckDuckGo. Another Murdoch thing saying, this is from the New York Post, where the White House is saying that, no, the border is not open. It has not been opened. Title II going away does not mean that we're opening the border. Actually, you know, just as a point of information, right now, some of the numbers of people getting stopped at the border are inflated because before Title 42 was put in place, Title 42 basically says you can't come into this country because there's a pandemic right now. We have a public health emergency. Therefore, we're preventing people who might be contagious from coming into the country. It's kind of a scam, but you know, whatever. And it's not like there's an open door at the border. What it did was it stopped the normal processing of refugees and people who are making applications for asylum and for immigration at the southern border. But what it also stopped was it being a crime to get repeatedly arrested at the border or stopped at the border. And so what's happening is people are showing up at the border. They're being immediately determined by Customs and Border Patrol not to be legitimate refugees and not to be immigrants who have followed the proper procedures. They get immediately deported back to Mexico. And then they just show up in line again and come back into the country 4 days later because there's no penalty for that. When Title 42 goes away, people who do that will be charged actually with a crime. Which means that, now, you know, it's not a huge felony, but it's a crime that could be up to a year in jail, I believe. And what that means is that
we'll put them in prison.
Exactly. But what it means is that they now know that if they try to cross the border a second time, they're going to get busted. And so, you know, you won't have this huge kind of recycling process that's going on. But, you know, again, Republicans want to keep Title 42 in place, presumably because it is inflating the numbers at the border currently because it's taken away those criminal penalties, which is just so weird. I mean, you know, but anyhow, Tim, thanks for the call and thanks for your point. Royce in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Royce, it says here you disagree with me. What's up?
Yeah. Are you Tom?
I am.
Tom, why don't you put in your search engine a video of Joe Biden inviting the entire world to our southern border?
I just did. There is no such thing. Now, there might be something like that floating around in the right wingosphere that's been doctored by somebody. It wouldn't surprise me at all if it's all over.
No, it was during his campaign.
Yeah. No.
I saw it.
Yeah, right.
While he was campaigning. Right.
We do not have an open border. It is not the policy of Joe Biden or the Democratic Party to have an open, or any party to have an open border. And the phrase open border is not generally used by Democrats. It is constantly used by Republicans, though, Royce. Royce, you know, find me the video, tweet it to me. I'll correct myself on the air, but, you know, I'm not buying it. Mary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that about open borders. I have a husband that's a Trump supporter, and all of a sudden, when Joe Biden became president, all of a sudden the border is a big problem.
Right.
But never said a word about it during the entire Trump administration. And so it just, you know, it just proves what you're just saying. And another thing I wanted to say was that. Whenever I say anything to a Republican about how many children they separated from their parents during the Trump administration, well, Obama built those cages. What's your comment to that? Because mine is always, yeah, but they would keep, like, maybe separate maybe one or two. We're talking about hundreds every month.
Yeah. What the Obama administration did, they actually had a crisis in during the midterm election, again, provoked by Republican politicians yelling that the border was open 3 months before the election to stimulate a surge of refugees. And what happened was there were all these unaccompanied children who were showing up at our border. This was in 2014. And in fact, I reference it in my article, and there's a hot link to a story about it. And so what the Obama administration did was they built a facility to house those kids on a temporary basis. These were unaccompanied minors. These were children who were showing up without their parents, mostly teenagers. And that's what that facility was built for. It was not built to tear children from their mothers. I mean, you know, Trump literally was taking, you know, newborn babies, one-year-old kids from nursing mothers, taking them away, and then, you know, trafficking them into this Christian child adoption network here in the United States. I mean, it's apples and oranges. And so, you know, when Republicans say, oh, yeah, well, that was Obama. But again, what was it Mark Twain said? You know, a lie gets all around the world before the truth has a chance to get its boots on. That's exactly what it is. Mary, thank you for the call, and happy holidays, and I wish you the best in negotiating with your husband. Good luck. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Rebecca in Temecula, California. Hey, Rebecca. Thanks for listening to KPFK. What's up?
Hi, thank you. I'm a big new fan. I have something to talk about, which I'm going to implore everybody to put on an open mind, because everything I'm saying is evidence-based science. And I'm going to give you a reference for people to look at. The Americans for Responsible Technology, about 5G. It's called 5G, an Undeniable Risk. And I just want to say, in 1996, Clinton and Gore did an inconvenient truth to us. The Telecom Act took out any responsibility for the government to look at health impact of wireless.
That was 96.
It completely,
I died.
1996, the Telecom Communication Act in 96.
Yeah.
They took out any accountability. So for 25 years, the FCC and the FDA have not been monitoring any health impact.
I don't believe that's true.
I'm sorry?
I do not believe that's true.
Okay, please research it.
I'm real familiar with non-ionizing radiation. I've been a ham radio operator since I was 13 years old. I've been around massive RF fields. I worked for 10 years in radio stations when I was a teenager and in my 20s. I was an engineer. I was licensed as an engineer, as a broadcast engineer. The brief time that I was in college was studying electrical engineering. Radiation decays according to the reciprocal of the square. For every doubling of distance, you have a square of reduction in radiation intensity. I would not want to stand next to any kind of, you know, tower. Frankly, because that non-ionizing radiation can be a bad thing. But there's a lot of hysteria out there, Rebecca. Yes,
I know that. In 2021, the attorney Daphne Takaba and his Children's Health Defense won a lawsuit against the FCC and the FDA for not studying the health impacts of wireless for 25 years.
I believe Children's Health Defense is the crackpot anti-vax group, isn't it?
I know. I don't stand with them.
Okay, so I'm not, I'm going to stop this right now, Rebecca, because I just, I really am uncomfortable with this kind of disinformation being on my airwaves. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
I just experienced something really weird.
What's that?
You were reading from a book about the, what the Republicans were doing when they were storming the Capitol. I forget the author.
Oh, during the break?
Yeah, and as you were reading that, I'm looking at Real America's Voice, which is basically it's a right-wing TV program. The name is alive now, by the way, because they used to take the American people's voice. They don't do it anymore after I called them a couple of times and I cleaned their house.
Okay.
And now they don't take the voices anymore.
Yeah.
But what they had coming across the screen was that group that just indicted, or at least recommended Donald Trump for an indictment.
The January 6th committee.
The January 6th committee. As you were reading them from that book, they had plastered across the screen the big lie or something to that effect from the Democrats.
Oh, how weird. Yeah. The book reports. The book reports randomly are generated. We've got an automation system here that fills the commercial breaks with for our nonprofit stations with a book report, and those are just we've got a giant folder with a couple of hundred of them in there, and it just randomly pulls one every 30 minutes. So it's just the luck of the draw.
It was
Larry.
Just kind of amazing for me to be reading that big lie from this right wing TV program, and you were reading the facts. The reality of what actually took place.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I have been watching this program for like an hour or so, and in the process of watching it, they're railing about disinformation, railing about how they're the change party, about they're the grassroots party, and they mentioned draining the swamp. This is all within an hour and a half or so.
Wow.
And claiming that the Democrats are all about power. That they are the, and they were railing about paper ballots. They need to bring paper ballots to all ballot booths.
Well, I'm in favor of paper ballots.
Lie.
I'm a big fan of paper ballots, but I get it. Larry, is this what you call about, or did you want to talk about something else? Because we're going to hit a break in a second here.
But the main, let me finish this point. There, all of those things are things that Democrats started talking about. And the Republicans mm-hmm. have a history of, they don't have an imagination, so they just steal every talking point that Democrats have, and then they use it against the Democrats from there forward.
Yeah.
And again, drain the swamp, that was Nancy Pelosi. Donald Trump stole it and used it so much that the Democrats don't even use it anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing drain the swamp goes back more than 100 years, politically speaking.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
It actually goes back mostly to the time when the Republicans were doing K Street and doing all those that were up to.
And Pelosi went after them. Huh. Larry, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. Happy holidays. We'll be right back, 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stick around. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. You'll be surprised, like I was, at how soft they are. It's like sleeping on a cloud. They're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating, so the people who receive your gifts will sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you 40% off now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Thank you, Guru. If I may rant here for a second about the borders being open, their hypocrisy is stunning. We should call them the Grand Old Hypocritical Party, because it is their policies that created the conditions for them to come up here. As you've told us, the Republicans' denial of global warming has turned their farmland to desert, forcing them to flee. The Republicans' war on drugs has created the most vicious drug gangs the world has ever known, living amongst them, raping their wives and daughters, extorting them, murdering them, forcing their sons to become soldiers in their organizations. They created the problems and then crow that the Democrats are allowing everybody in.
Yeah. Amen, David. Very well said. I also, in fact, I'm going to try and track it down during the break and add it to my article at Hartman Report. I also recall that Media Matters, I believe it was, pointed out that in the weeks leading up to the election, there were all these, I forget the numbers, a huge number of hourly reports on Fox News about the border crisis. Here they come. Look out. And then, you know, after the election, all of a sudden, no discussion. And then, you know, 2 years later, now we've got another election here coming up and another border crisis. And it's like, you know, Fox is like creating these things. It's just...
And I tell the conservatives that I speak to online, I explain this to them, and then I say, if you live down there, you'd be getting your butt up here, too.
Yeah, yeah, amen. David, thank you. Very well said. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, happy holidays. What's up?
Happy holidays. Want to bring a lighthearted moment. First, want to say it's winter solstice eve. Tomorrow, the earth goes around the corner, and the days start getting longer.
So today is the shortest day of the year?
No, tomorrow is. Today's the eve. Today's winter solstice eve.
Great.
Anyway, your program is very important for clearing up misconceptions. We teach our children at the Unitarian Church here in Lakeland, Florida, that to say that Santa Claus lives in the North Pole is wrong. Sometimes information on news is wrong. You have to teach the children to that. Santa Claus really lives with the Lapland people, the reindeer people in northern Scandinavia.
Yes.
And we get our children interested from an anthropology standpoint, interested in another culture, and we have pictures, you know, the Sami people, they're called, wear like Santa Claus uniforms, but they're blue with decorations on them. And so we teach our children that really and truly Santa Claus lives with the reindeer people in northern Scandinavia. So I ask the whole world to start teaching the children the fact that Santa Claus does not live at the North Pole. You know, things get into public view that, of information that's wrong, and so you help pass the word, Tom, and other people, your listeners, that Santa Claus does not live at the North Pole. He lives with the reindeer people, the Sami people in northern Scandinavia, and that's a happy thought for the new year, and teach our children to be interested in other cultures. And here at the Unitarian Church in Lakeland, Florida, for 35 years, I've built a reindeer corral for Christmas, and people bring their yard ornaments, their deer that they put out in their yards, and we have a big herd of reindeer in the reindeer corral that I've built, stacked wood.
That's great. Keno, I'm sorry, we're out of time. I got to run, but thank you, and Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you
when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.